All right, folks, welcome back to Keno Casino. We had some fucking issues last night. We got flagged down by some real homosexuals. Whether it was Ralph or Joey or whatever the fuck, we got flagged for promoting gambling. Which, if you watched the stream, it may have been the best case against gambling ever. You know, when you're fucking Ralph and you're betting $900 on fucking Indian women's tennis, it's time to quit gambling. It's time to stop. It's time to fucking rise above, folks. But yeah, we got flagged for that, which was bullshit. So the owner of the channel fucking immediately filed an appeal. And fuck, within a couple hours, we won the appeal
Let's
against Ralph and
go!
Joey. We won the
Well,
appeal. It was reinstated. No strikes on the channel. So we're back today. People are like, why didn't you do it last night? Honestly, folks, we were thrown off big time by getting the strike last night. If we did the show last night, it wouldn't have been as good.
it
I'll
was
be
like
honest.
low energy. We were like already like 3.5 hours in, so and we
Like,
had to
by the
wait
time
till.
we get into that fourth, fifth hour, guys, like you start to lose a bit of steam, you know? And especially on a night where you get a fucking strike, you don't know what the fuck's going on, it's bullshit.
We're
Whether or not,
scrambling, you know.
yeah, we're like, what the fuck? So we were thrown off, so we want to go into it again today, fresh. Finish off the show from last night that we originally had planned for you guys. There was a ton of support last night, ton of donations. We really do appreciate that. But we gotta expose Ralph and Pantsu's strange polygamous cuck queen relationship.
I have to give a huge shout out a fucking 07 in chat to Pod Awful, who literally the moment the second we were fucking flagged down, he DM'd me and gave me his stream key for his main channel. And he's like, dude,
Yes.
like if you want to fire it up, just let me know and I'll hit live. So
Actually, you know, Andy, if you can kill a little bit of time here, I'm gonna actually try and fix my internet. It appears to be pretty fucking bad.
yeah, no worries. Yeah. I have
Yeah,
some.
give me 1 minute.
Yeah, but I'll say this too. There was a betrayal last night after the strike. So first of all, guys, thank you for last night. Holy fuck! I DM'd Ashton. I'm like, let's do a part two. Let's finish them off. We were just getting into to the fucking juicy stuff. So if you're watching this on a replay, part one, previous video, Keno Casino number 12. Okay, and this one part two is just Pansu's face there. Her man face. But so you know how, okay, so Alice released or spoke to Ashton and I and told us you should like release all the DMs, right? So someone fucking tweets me during us scrambling and figuring out what was happening. Someone tweets me a picture. Now, I can't find it because I've got like thousands of fucking at replies just from last night. Thank you guys. Holy shit. If anything, the strike signal boosted Keno Casino, like holy shit. But someone screenshots something to me, and Alice is in some random chat. I don't even know who this guy was. Some guy who plays playing video games. He's playing Doom, the old Doom, I think. So Alice is in there saying, Andy and Ashton are lying. I didn't give them the DMs. Joey did. And I'm like, so I message her and I go, what the fuck is this? And she's like, oh, LOL. Well, he's threatening me. I'm like, he's threatening you? So you make PPP and I to look like liars? So Ashton blocks her, right? He goes, fuck this bitch. We're done. Like, we were gonna promote her for like a month. We had like a deal with her. We're gonna promote her for a month and this. And I was just like, why did you, like, I was just like, more like, why did you do this? Like, she's like, I don't know. He was kind of, I'm like, well, it's over now. And then apparently she streamed last night. I was hanging out in my Discord and she ended the stream crying because Ashton blocked her.
Oh, fuck. Well,
So
I didn't mean to make the e-girls cry, but, you know, PPP is like the fucking nature boy of this fucking shit. Stealing, dealing, limousine riding, kiss stealing, son of a gun, and he makes all the e-girls cry. You know, all the e-celebs want to be him. All the e-girls want to be with him. That's just how it is for PPP. I don't fucking know, folks.
Oh, we have to show them. We have to show them. We showed it on Pod Awful. Like, we were up there for like 20 minutes, just like basically like, guys, this is what happened. But we have to show Casey Content God to the people who missed it, Felting Baked Alaska, calling him a fat Teletubby piece of shit for like minutes on end. Yeah. All night, apparently, he was doing this and saying, and then he's like, why do you hate me? He's like, I hate anyone who's a Worski disrespecter. So it's funny shit. Bake's getting felted. His face is brutal. He looks very sad during these clips. So we'll watch that. And lastly, Kill All Pedos, our friend, our mensch, made a 10-minute like trailer for the Guntapocalypse, the Guntopolic, I don't even know how to say it, documentary, right? And it features the Kino Casino, so we'll watch that to wrap up the show. It's going to be, we're going to probably go for maybe an hour and a half today, guys. So thank you for being here.
Remember, well, there's a hard deadline of 8 p.m. Eastern because I got to watch fucking wrestling. I got to watch sweaty, half-naked men do homoerotic maneuvers to each other in the ring so that my penis can get hard and I can be sexually satisfied, okay? So this show cannot go past the start time of WrestleMania. I don't fucking care how much people bitch and moan and complain. I will be watching wrestling, and there's nothing you can do about it, folks. Because I'm the fucking man, okay?
Okay. So we're going to rewind here to this DM. Guys, we're going to get through these. We promise you. This is where it gets dark. So this is where... the thigh highs, right? So Alice sent him the picture of thigh highs. And, you know, we would have been simping for her, but she's a betrayer. So Alice, you're... felt it from the casino. The casino bodyguards are going to throw you out. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Alice. I don't know what to say. Joey, for two. Andy, I'm outside. Let me in. All right. It's a joke, obviously. And Gunt Cutter. Gunt Cutter for 10. I have some info that in America First are trying to make their own cryptocurrency.
I'm not surprised when we've seen the news with Assistant Groiper of the big fucking crypto scams he was involved in. It turns out Assistant Groiper, leader of the Aryan movement there, was a Jew. What a big surprise, folks. Assistant Groiper, who was in charge of this cryptocurrency scam that Fuentes ran, was Jewish. But I think we'll be getting into that later in this week. Well, we're not going to cover Assistant Groiper now, but...
Well, Gunt Cutter, he's asking where he could send the anonymous tip at Power of the
Power
Truth.
Power of the Truth.
At
on
Power
Twitter.
Of the Truth on Twitter. At Power of the Truth. A link's down there.
It's in the description below there for sure.
He has some screens and stuff he wants to send us. So cool. Perfect. Thank you guys so much. So there we go. Okay. So here we go. Guys, again, if you're watching on the replay, this is a part two. Watch part one. It was funny. People were saying it was our best show yet. They're like, how are you going to top this, faggots? And I'm like, whoa, hey, chill.
I have to figure it out.
I thought you liked our show. Okay, anyway. All right, so let's get into it. And I'll read Dodo's in a second here. So here we go. Let's go. So you want to start as Ralph there. We're one from, this is like the last one we read yesterday before we were flagged down.
Yes. All right. They look nice, and wow, they go pretty far up. I was hoping you'd send a pic. The show is driving me crazy, lol. I hate watching Tim Pool. This isn't where we left off, but whatever. We'll just do it anyway.
Whatever. Remember, we were laughing at...
Yeah, but Andy, we got like at least 10 more. It's fine, just keep reading.
No, no, we don't. This is the next one. This is where we were.
Okay.
This is what you told
Holy
me.
Holy shit.
You said simping. Anyway.
No, I said pantsu.
I did click
21.
That. Oh, it's right here. Wait, 20. Was it here?
I don't know, man.
Let's just go.
Let's just go, dude. Let's just go. There's like fucking 180 of them. I'm not gonna go through all of them.
Yeah.
Let's just, yeah. All right. Good. Good. When are you gonna be back? Am I? Oh, wait. We read that one. Fucking. Okay, we read that one. I'm gonna keep my distance from you. This is where he was, like, throwing her under the bus there. Amanda called me crying that you invited me to Vegas. He's still gaslighting her. She's gaslighting him. They're both mentally ill people. Yep. So da 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 da. Pantsu. Oh, I see. I see. So I was looking at the wrong number, dude. I was looking at the second 21. There we go. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Okay. Can we talk face to face? Because I'm obviously not expressing my feelings properly. And I want to make sure my side is set. Please, Ethan, because I love you. Please.
So greasy, man. Like, oh, it does make your skin crawl. It's gross as fuck. I love you, Ethan. I love you. Please buy me more things off my wish list. Why do you say that to me? You don't.
I really do love you all both so much.
I really cared about you. You hurt me. I don't know what to say.
No, I really do. Just please. Can we talk in person so I can explain better?
I can't hang out with you alone. I don't trust that anymore. I'm like, he's the one not trusting that. And he raped her. And it's not really. I don't know. I'll think about it. But I just don't trust you now. The whole thing is part my fault, too. I'm to blame as well.
Oh, we did read this, but it's fine. Fuck!
This is good.
I mean, I'm the same weight since we met, but okay. And that's when we were what the? Same weight?
I'd literally have to go ask. She would probably say yes, but it would cause, I don't know, doesn't seem worth the drama. They'll just tell if we met up otherwise. And lol, what does that mean, the weight thing?
Ralph, I love you though, and Pantsu, I would love, love, love so much to be together with both of you, but I can't because of personal reasons. I, for real, would be down, but both of you though, for RN, I can't.
I don't know what those even are, what you said earlier. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that kind of thing, obviously.
Please just apologize to Corinne, because she's coming to Virginia soon, and she's pissed off at me.
You're trying to work me again.
Dude, I just... You're trying to work.
He's getting worked. He's getting worked like a fucking pro wrestling mark or something. I don't know.
Dude, I just... Fuck. Matt, I don't even know what I did. Wrong.
Fuck her!
I need to talk to you face to face. LMFAO, why? What is she even, dude?
She's spreading rumors on me. Fuck her. Don't start.
For real? The fuck?
You told Amanda some shit about Korean.
Honestly, I believe that because of her story or her history with IP2.
Don't fuck with me.
Don't fuck with me.
Don't you fuck with me, bitch.
No, Ralph, chill, okay?
She turned into Andy there for a minute.
Chill.
Isn't your catchphrase. How else is she even coming up? Oh, tell the truth. You need to stop lying to me.
So after New Year's, me, her, and a bunch of streamers met for dinner. I broke off with her and Amanda, so it was us three girls.
And?
She mentioned inviting more people, so I was like, yo, what's up? We gotta say hi, then dip, lol. This is tough to read, by the way. Not because of the stutter, because of the, whoa, buddy, the drunken texts. That's all it was. Then I went back to my room in Queens. Listen, Ralph, I get it. You're paranoid. That's why you messaged Corinne, threatening going her, but would never mean to bring this drama.
You told Amanda that I invited Corinne to Las Vegas. There's no other way that happened. And I did invite her back in August. I wasn't even serious. I just wanted to see if she was down, lol. She was. No shock. But I blew her off.
Yeah, and she said...
Do we believe, like, okay, Ralph, like, wanted to fuck Corinne. Like, if you wanted to fuck Corinne, like, you're fucking deranged. Like, you're psychotic in the fucking mind. And then we're supposed to believe she was down, but then Ralph blew her off. I don't know, no, man. This... It's just psychotic. It's so psychotic.
We need Corinne on the show. When I'm back.
I don't know if we need Corinne. Maybe we'll bring her on. I don't know if anyone... needs Corinne. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh shit.
Oh, we really need that fucking Corinne hot take, folks.
Yeah, chat. One, if you want Corinne. Two, if you don't. By the way, thanks for all the donos. I'll read them after the Ralph text in between the Pansu ones, okay? Thank you guys so much. Yeah, and she said the exact... me. The fuck is this? What is this word?
Exact same to me. I'm not sure. I didn't threaten her. I just said we were done.
Okay, but after you sent those texts, she came after me.
So now you're admitting you told Amanda that.
I didn't tell her what was going on, except that I tried
to console
Amanda. Like, I can won over and you. What is going on? Can see my messages. I never meant to return. Outline this. My goal was always business oriented. All right.
Okay, I believe that, I guess.
We're slipping into chaos there, folks.
Listen, Amanda came at me saying I invited Corinne to Vegas. You came at me saying I talked to Corinne. You met with Corinne for New Year's Eve. How else could this have come up besides you spreading it after talking to Corinne?
Fuck, dude. I was wanna talk person. I feel like it would be tittier. Tittier.
Titter. Titter.
I just wanna talk to you and resolve it.
I was at one point. Then I had feelings. You knew that. Played on that. And spread some shit from Corinne that could have fucked up my whole life. I'm just gonna say this right now. If Corinne has that much of an impact on your life, if you've put yourself in a position where Corinne could ruin your entire life, you are a fucking mongoloid that doesn't deserve to fucking breathe air. You are not even fit to fucking work in the salt mines and never see the sun as a troglodyte mongoloid card for the rest of time. Okay? You should be fucking euthanized like the fucking puppies with leukemia or Down syndrome or whatever the fuck, man. Serious.
Yeah, imagine your life holds on the thread.
Your life hangs in the balance of Corinne's fucking schizophrenic mind, man.
Okay, but fuck, dude, I didn't know. I thought you and Haley, we were into it, so I axed off.
How are we supposed to be friends? I can't. I don't want to be friends. So I can think about this all the time. Or best case, we trust again, but I still have feelings. No. I'm down to meet. But there's no real way to do so. So that's probably not going to happen. And I don't know who Haley is. Like, Ralph's talking about he's caught feelings. Like, he's got feelings. Like, oh, bro, fuck off. You're such a simp. It's so gay. Like, I caught feelings for Alice. Oh, fuck off.
I pre-read these next ones. This is going to be a fucking trip. I've been hiding, the bejalman look. I legit F-O-K my mud now would today. That's why I want to talk off stream with these guys. Like, what is going on? What is going on, chat? Tuck legit all this shit jibba. Jamal me when you own is own, please.
It's hard to understand what you're saying. Ralph says, he just puts it so plain. It's like, it's hard to understand what you're saying. That's fucking. fucking funny, man.
Right. Add me soon so I can covertly expresses.
You could have just moved in here with us. That's what I wanted, to be honest. But now it's all like that. And anyway, I hope you feel better. I gotta go to work. The kill stream starts soon.
Okay, Sean, it's over. I want to talk.
I can text you after if you want.
Pick next for real if there's problems. I was going through it with my friend Haley. I drank almost an entire bottle, but...
If I didn't care about you, this wouldn't be a thing. And I would just say, do whatever. Or I'd just let you come around again and try something later. But I do. And I'm not trying some sneaky shit. I'd just rather be honest. Like, this whole entire thing has been him trying to do sneaky shit. It's been like, oh, you want to come to my hotel room? But I'm not really interested. We're just friends. I'm just buying you things. Can you please come sleep with me before I go to prison? It's all these sneaky, slimy tactics to get into her pants. But he's just been honest the whole time. So honest and forthright has been Mr. Ralph's approach.
Oh, yeah. No, this is the peak honest arc right here of Ralph. Then why were you so quick to drop me?
Because you told her all that shit and told me nothing. I was completely blindsided and could have lost a lot. And I'm not sure if you realize that or not. You didn't even send me a message of any kind. We hadn't talked a lot. It hurt my feelings, to be honest.
Oh, no.
Oh, the tears. The world's smallest violin. You know, fuck.
It hurt my feelings. It's all you, bro.
Alright. It was like you don't care about me at all. You say you had to do all that, okay, but you could have said something to me.
Okay, I'm really sorry. I didn't know she was going to threaten to leave you. I was being a bad friend when I told her that you invited me. I felt guilty. I'm not a good liar, but I was jealous when she told me that you were inviting literally any e-girl he can find.
That's not true at all. I had invited Corinne months ago, just to see if she would. Then I mentioned it to Stacy. She's a chick who watches my show, and I always joke around with her. In no way was she ever coming. We almost got together after my divorce. She's just a friend, though. I send her good.
Okay.
I let her into my DMs. I wasn't even hiding anything. This was during the snowstorm. Seems like every time I trust anyone for any reason, things go badly, Lord. Ralph, yes, but it's because you entrust the wrong fucking people. You trusted Feifei, who was fucking cray-cray, and Alice even admits she's crazy as shit, okay? You know, you're trusting these crazy BPD bitches with all of your personal business, and then you wonder why the shit goes south, brah. Well, I know why. It's because you're a retard, brother. I don't know.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry. I fucked up.
Why do you even just believe her anyway? Without asking me anything.
Oh.
I don't know. I guess it happened fast. I'm not trying to be mean. I believe you. That you're sorry. I'm sorry I didn't get to show you my new truck. Somebody, like, I'm really sorry I didn't get to show you my new vehicle, my truck, and my earthly possessions. I would have got real wet at the side of my Nissan Titan, sweetie. I'm really so sorry about. In this really serious, like, intense back and forth combo, I'm sorry you didn't get to see my truck. Like, what the fuck, Andy? Oh my god.
This is gold. This is so funny. I guess you're right. It was wrong of me to not message you. I didn't think of that at the time. I honestly am just worried about you. I feel like something you make bad decisions. Oh, sometimes you make bad decisions. I thought if she knew the truth, it might prevent something bad from happening in the future. I never thought it would become such a problem where she told me she was literally leaving you. Whoa!
Felted.
Felted. May was gonna leave Ralph based. I was like, what the fuck? I was so confused. I thought I was doing the right thing telling her. I didn't know she would do that. I'm just so freaking confused. I was trying to do what I thought was right. I'm sorry, Ralph.
I do that on occasion, yeah. So I guess you could say you're one of my bad decisions, all.
Just the truth.
What is he, like Taylor Swift in like Blank Space? I got a blank space, baby. And I'll write your name. Like, this is Ralph's like fucking dating life.
Whoa.
Is it gonna be forever?
Whoa.
Oh, it's gonna go down in flames. I'm paying child support now, and I'm the one to blame. I could stop drinking Maker's Mark, but then I'd die of withdrawals. Got a blank space, baby. And I'll write Alice's name. All right.
Wow, wow. PvP, the Taylor Swift fan there. Let's go.
I love me some T Swift there, Andy.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. He's a fucking icon. Just like me, Ethan Ralph. Yeah, I believe you. I'm not mad about it now. It was a tough situation.
Sorry, I just felt so guilty.
I did invite him too, but that's not how you two portrayed it. Well, it's not how Amanda portrayed it anyway. Anyway, it's whatever. I don't know. Maybe I'll think about Corinne. Shouldn't be talking about me in the first place, though. I'm really mad at her. Then you told Amanda. I know, man. Anyway, it is what it is. The favorite phrase of Ralph. It is what it is. It is what it is.
Wait,
I love it too.
Wait, no, she told me it was to meet the Odyssey guy. Me and her were talking about setting up streaming stuff and collabing. She's coming to Richmond on Monday. I don't know why Amanda thought, blah, blah, it was for that. When I told her, she didn't react negatively.
Yeah, he's one of my best friends. CEO of Odyssey.
Ah!
You know, it's the humble friend. Yeah, you know, that's my friend. One of my best friends. CEO of Odyssey. Like, how many times has he met this guy? Like, if the CEO of Odyssey, this Indian fucking guy or whatever.
Julian?
Is your Julian? If Julian is your best friend, like, must not have any friends. Like, who do you have that you hang out with then? Like, you've met this guy, like, twice in meetings? Like, come on. Holy fuck. I don't know, maybe she was just throwing anything at me at that point.
I just read through my messages with Amanda again. Now that I see how upset you are, I feel even more bad. I shouldn't have switched up on you just to try to support her.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. That's exactly how I felt. Like you just switched teams, basically. I don't know. I thought we had... I don't know what we had, but I thought it was more worth more. Not trying to make you feel bad again, but just saying that's how it felt. And then he gets left on red for over half an hour. And he just becomes desperate again. What are you doing?
Oh, no.
What are y'all gonna do? And this is, like, redacted. And this is where I think that Ralph is actually prostituting Alice out to Dick Masterson. Because... she's redacted these parts about Dick Masterson, and she's gonna chill at his house, and it appears that she's gonna suck him off for money. And she's like talking about like weird habits of Dick here. You can see he's like, yeah, that's more of a rich person thing, I'd say. Good luck today, then. I hope it turns out the way you want. Oh, and message me if you get bored. About to go get some weed, I think. Pantsu is cooking up some stuff later as well. I want to know what the shit that's unredacted in this is. I think she was sent to Dick's house as a prostitute for Dick. And she is like, but he did this weird thing to me. And Ralph's like, that's just a rich person thing.
Whoa!
It's of a higher class. That's why he wants you to do these weird fetishes for him, because that's just what the rich do.
The reason Ashton here thinks that it's about Dick was she told us, oh, I have to blur some shit out about Dick Masterson because I don't want to throw him under the bus. So that's why, but you know, we don't have the exact details, but goddamn, like, this is whatever's behind there is probably so juicy, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck, that shower was so cold. LOL.
Thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed. Hope you're still up on a sad face.
Sorry, I had to get to bed early. I have stuff to do today.
It's all good. I didn't know what happened. What all you doing? Fun stuff, hopefully.
Yep, getting in the shower. Now meeting up with Dick Masterson to do some cocaine.
Okay, I see. Enjoy. I'm not trying to subvert, LOL.
I'm excited, but to be honest, he's got too much cocaine. I don't know how I'm going to do it all.
Well, maybe he's shy. Not everyone is as bold. What are y'all gonna do? Like, is she asking, like, why isn't he, like, complimenting my appearance? Or why isn't he...
Why isn't he hard?
Why isn't he getting hard?
Yeah, that's what it
is. That's what it is. Dick's impotent, and he cannot get hard.
Look, well, maybe because he's shy.
Not everyone is as bold as me to get hard. Whoa! Yeah.
Dick Soft Masterson?
Oh, bro. Okay, I'll come around and see. Look for my red truck.
Okay.
I'm all the way in the back. Okay, I'm here. Question then, an emoji. Like, whatever.
Day? The next
raised
day?
Eyebrow emoji.
Yo, she ignores him for a week?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, sweetheart. How have you been?
Really good. I'm about to start renting an apartment in Tampa. Okay.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen. Okay. So that's the end of the Ralph text there. Let's read some donos and then we're going to head into the pantsuit text. Ladies,
let's go.
Let's give a round of applause for the Ralph text. They're fucking based.
A round of applause for the 1,000 viewers who showed up here on zero notice.
Zero.
We appreciate the zero notice.
Just like literally. Hey guys, I'm like my tweets like, hey guys, we're heading live in 20. Like, you know, MK Ultra for $50.
$50. You don't have to do that, brother. We love you for the support. That's very generous.
He says extra money for the vacation. Aw, thank you, dude. Appreciate it.
Oh, sir.
So I will not be splitting that one with Ashton. I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
Oh, you motherfucker. You...
I'm just kidding. Thank you so much, MK Ultra. Burb for $5. Saying absolute Kino fellas, some of your best work recently. Thank you so much. We are glad that you're enjoying it. Dallas Insider for $3 saying we saw the stream. Ralph told us not to have it out, and I would like to say publicly, PPP and Andy, I'm sorry. We also were asked to report the stream and then close it, and then snuck away and watched updates to see if anything happens and changes. So Dallas Insider says that him and a bunch of people were hanging out with Ralph, and Ralph told them to flag the stream and see what happens and report back to him. So it
what a piece of shit.
It actually probably
it may have been Ralph.
Because we do have one insider in Dallas. This might be him, actually. So apparently they were all watching the stream, flagging it for...
What?
What the... Everyone! Shit, what a fucking asshole, dude. Shut the fuck out of here, you little pussy. Take it, bitch. Triple Hitler for $3, saying, it takes two Canadians to fell a fat wigger from Memphis. How can this rage pick continue on? Cut some bacon off his back. He is done. Pure faggotry. Okay, thank you.
Straight up.
Just like felted. A3 Trucking YouTube for $3 saying, we want the race draft. It will come when I'm back from vacation, guys. You're going to have to wait for that there. Oh, by the way, Gumroad, we're going to record some shit this weekend or like in a few days. And then Ashton says he's going to be posting almost every day there. So, guys, go subscribe. And really, it does help out the show overall. Thank you, guys, who've subscribed there. Thank you so much. Mark Davies for $10. Thank you so much.
$10, Mark. Let's go.
She's finally able to catch you guys live. Had a hell of a last month between losing my brother and the family getting COVID. Oh. I'm sorry, dude. That's sad, dude. I'm sorry to hear that. That's sad. And you guys, covering dumb internet shit helped immensely. All hail the Kino. Mad love. We're glad.
Maybe he should apply for a Survivor. He might get on if he tells that story.
Yeah. You guys, have you been watching Survivor? Everyone's
Time, everybody has like a sad story on Survivor. Like they all are like, yeah, my family got COVID. My dog died last week. Yeah. You know, so if you apply to Survivor, man, you might actually get on with a story like that. I'll tell you.
I have to say the funniest thing. So we watched episode 4 of season 42, which is actually a pretty decent season so far. But we're voting for this guy called Jonathan, who's like a muscle guy. If you're part of the Gumroad, you know, right? He's like jacked. Like I told you all, he pulled, like, he wins every challenge. Everyone's like mad at him because he's like just a king. Like, he's literally Thor IRL. So,
oh, he's so jacked.
Yeah, he's like super jacked. Dude, he's like, he like wins everything perfectly. And even Jeff's like, whoa, buddy, like, there's no way they can lose, you know? Anyway, so the sob story music starts with him, right? And he's like, my dad used to wake me up in the middle of the night when I was 3 years old and make me do pull-ups. And we're like, what the? Like, he's like, and then the fucking music turns from sob story to like Marvel Avengers, like,
yeah, he's and it's just like his like training and shit.
Yeah
he's just jacked. It's amazing. It's like his sob story was that he was raised from birth to be a fucking Chad by his father.
Yeah, and they're showing pictures when he's younger and he has like muscles when he's like very young. Like, he's just this jacked king. Anyway, so that's just funny. I read that one. And last, no, that's it. Okay. And then Sloppy for 1337. Whoa! Saying bully.
Whoa! Huge support.
He says bully early and bully often. And thank you so much, Sloppy, for that, dude. And last one, Fat J for 420. Smoke it up there, Fat J. Says, honestly, this Kino Casino thing gets better and better. Who needs Schizo Surfer? Truer words have never been said there. Thank you so much there, Fat J. All right, guys, here it is. The Pantsu texts here. Okay, so John Day for $33. Let's go.
John Day for $33. Huge support from John Day. Brother Andy, what does John want us to know?
John Dave says, sorry for being quiet lately. I'm keeping to myself during Lent. You guys are doing great work. I hope you pull a lot of the confused young men out of the AF trap. Mad love to you guys. God bless. What a fucking
really
homie, man.
I appreciate that. It's donos like that and messages like that that keep my crusade against the catboy nationalism alive. You know, the support means a lot there. 07's for a true fucking Catholic there doing his Lent, even though his religion is fraudulent and false there in my eyes as a based Protestant there. Church of Christ Restoration Movement guy there. Anyway.
All right. So we see here that Pantsu, the last thing she says that's cut off, too hard to rebuild trust. So what we could surmise from this very small sentence here, this half sentence, is that she does not trust Ralph anymore and is still thinking about leaving him to this day. The smile you see on her videos that Ralph at gunpoint makes her film is
like a fucking terrorist hostage, like in an Al Qaeda video.
Hey guys,
I would say that you love me. Inshallah, and so you will say that you love my micro penis. Inshallah, you know, it's fucking
So we start here on January 23rd now. Okay, I'm really glad you're not upset. Thanks for being so kind.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far, lol. Devil emoji.
Whoa, what do you mean?
I'm deaf upset. You'll have to make it up to me, face. This is creepy, bro! Oh, bro!
Pantsu is somehow is like worse than grooming. Ralph.
Pantsu the groomer. She comes in with her fucking grooming, you know? It's like, she's like the woman that comes out to entrap, like, vulnerable women for the pimp. That's what she is. She's like the bottom bitch recruiter for a pimp. That's going out to fucking prey on these vulnerable young fucking BPD women. It's fucking disgusting.
Ew. At least Ralph was trying to be like sneaky at first. It was obvious. It was very transparent. But like, she's just like, you gotta make it up to me, wink. And then she goes, I'm actually straight. I used to be bi-curious.
Oh my God.
Oh, this is gross. I didn't want to read
this. I heard you wanted to have a threesome. We're complaining, why couldn't we all be friends? I'm straight too.
Oh,
this is like a fucking evil, like, pedophile or something, man. Like, the way she's speaking to her, it's fucking gross.
It's somehow okay. I actually
get
have...
on all fours.
Hang on. Let me hide the screen. I actually have the full version of that message because I want to show I sent it to Jarbo yesterday, actually.
Sent it to Jarbo?
Yeah, I was on Jarbo's fucking stream for a second yesterday. here it is. Wait, make sure there's nothing. Hang on. Let me just open this in a new tab. I don't want to show I don't want to show my Twitter. All right. Here you go.
Oh, she's showing an outfit here. I think that's like a Killstream shirt. He goes, want to wear this and get on all fours for Ethan?
Oh, God!
Oh, my fucking God,
that's
man.
That's fucking gross. That is disgusting. Pantsu, you're pregnant. And you're
sick. Stop it. Stop it.
Shut this down.
It's time to stop.
I don't even know if we should finish these. Guys, I don't think we're going to finish. This is too disgusting. I'm just kidding.
That's right, guys. The show is over. We appreciate all the support. You guys are fucked.
Okay. So let's get back to the... There we go. Okay. So I had the actual full version because she sent it to me before we even convinced her to leak the DMs. She was like, here's a little preview. Okay.
Yeah.
So... Oh, well, not really. I like someone else, ... He just gave me that idea. I'm trying to be a good Christian girl.
Why did you lie to me?
Like,
it's like the fucking voice of Satan, man. Just like fucking like Satan in the car. Why did you lie to me? Why won't you just worship the devil with me? Why won't you get on all fours for Ethan Ralph and sell your soul to Satan for crumbs of internet out?
This is sick. Like, she's like, where? Get on all fours for Ethan? She's like, no, I want to be a good Christian and I like someone else. She's like,
why did you lie?
What the fuck? Pantsu is somehow more like as. They're match made in heaven, Ethan and fucking Pantsu. This is grime. This is grimy. What do you mean? And she was like, the face. I just like you guys and wanted a safe place to hang out. There's nowhere safe around there, by the way. Like, it's terrible. I don't know if it's the right thing to do.
Okay, these next lines are so sick. This is like fucking satanic, like demonic shit. I was going to invite you to church with me. It seems struggling.
Are you cutting out a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I was going to invite you to come to church with me today. It seems like you are struggling and don't know what you're doing with life. Once you come to church, you'll want to get on all fours for Ralph. Like, what the fuck?
How do you this talk about fucking, like, infidelity and, like, pimping out all this shit and then going, I was going to invite you to come to church? After the fucking molestation? Or before?
I don't know, man.
Wow, I'm fucking, this is fucked. Anyway, it's still you.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
That's not true.
it seems like you don't know. It seems
Well, I
like
already said that.
you did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. That's not true. I succeeded in it. I succeed no matter what. Okay.
I don't know about that, but okay.
I mean,
I'm not trying to down talk you. I'm trying to offer you some support and guidance. We're all human and do things that we are ashamed of and hurt others. Like, what the fuck? This is some, like, the manipulation here is intense. Just trying to offer you support and guidance. My guidance is get down on all fours and enter a threesome with me. That's what God would want. God wants you to have a threesome with me and Ethan Ralph.
bro, I just had a shower before the show. I'm gonna take one right after we're done too, because this is gross. I don't know, to be honest, ever since I started fantasizing about this, I kept imagining it's baked Alaskan. Ethan Ralph! Felt it! Fucking all the chips are being pulled away from Ralph. This is amazing. Just right.
Cuckolded in by Baked Alaska. That's her fantasy, is the threesome with Baked instead of Ralph.
Yes. I just want to be with him.
Why are you hanging out with another woman's man? You knew that it would hurt me. Lie, you lied to me. Like, it's like some
Whoa.
schizophrenic
Wait,
shit.
but this is like the same like time. So she's like, come on, and in the moment she's like, no, I just want to be with Baked. And that, but why are you hanging out with Ralph then? You just offered,
Be in a
like,
threesome, but
yeah.
it's like you're going after my man, and like trying to guilt trip her about it, even though like it's clear that that's what she wants.
What a,
This
this
is
is sick.
fucked.
This is like a bad, oh my. But he hates me, bruh. I don't know. I'm just an alcoholic, to be honest. Truth. The truth.
Who hates you, Kate?
But I would never want to hurt you guys, for real. I saw y'all as a team and I wanted to support you both together. Heart emoji. I knew I could help. I'm out. Oh, I'm not giving up, even if you say so. I'm here for you, Ralph. Don't worry. Oh, is it back to Ralph? Think it's back to
Oh.
Ralph, right? I'm here for you, Ralph. I'll always be for you here. I swear to God, I'll be for you here and your family always.
Are you serious?
What's up? Hey, sorry, I was drunk sending those. Then he goes, answer my call. Okay, we're back there. The keep
Okay.
answering. There's one slip up there. Okay,
Oh,
cool.
this is the same one.
Oh,
Okay, hold
okay.
on. Go ahead. There's a couple duplicates. Okay,
Yeah,
what
we
the
read that
fuck?
one.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Okay, we're back on track. Guys, there was like 500 of these, and most were boring, so we apologize. Anyway, yes, I get it though, but it sucks.
Gotta work on yourself, girl. Maybe he'll come around, think he's dealing with a lot. Like, what the fuck?
Oh.
Oh man, that voice fucks up my throat.
Yeah, you should probably just go normal. I was gonna say. I'm sorry, I was talking to Ethan. I didn't mean for it to get to like that.
Right, I have to do it for this stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want to pressure you. I think we can all be friends and that I can help you out a little. Give you guidance and help you get your shit together.
Really?
I was really upset that you both hid what you were doing, and he came back drunk as a skunk. You guys shouldn't be drinking like that. It only leads to pain. Like, imagine getting with Ralph, who's like, everybody knows is the alcoholic. Did you learn this before or after you got with Ralph that fucking being a chronic alcoholic only leads to pain?
Wow.
Oh.
It only
Yes, but I don't know if I can.
Trust you.
Trust you.
I know, I meant to stop it before anything happened, but I couldn't help it.
Why did you think it was okay to go off and do that with S-Plan?
Whoa! Wait, so you offer Ralph to her, but if he fucks her, it's not cool? Like, I don't get what's happening here. Anyway, I never thought it was okay, but I did it anyway because I'm hungry and need alcohol and want him to promote my streams.
That's really sad. You know, it's like, I'm hungry and I need to get drunk and I want clout. So, I mean, it's true.
It is true, I guess.
You do realize I can help you more than him. This is like the dark side. This is fucking like literally Emperor Palpatine.
This
the
is...
dark side of the Force has more power than you could ever imagine, Alice.
This is like, just
put on
wow.
the maid cosplay and get on all fours for Ralph.
Your pantsuit's fucking canceled. I know I like you too, but I also like Mumkey a lot. And it kind of sucked when you said you bullied him. Now, by the way, so Mumkey Jones, if you all know him, had a sex tape that was like leaked or something. And apparently pantsuit was spreading around the sex tape. Irony there. Right? Well, I mean, it's crazy. Anyway, so Alice has been a huge fan of Mumkey Jones, loves him to death. So she's very upset at Amanda, aka pantsuit, when she found this out.
Yes. Dude, fuck internet drama. I never met Mumkey or did anything to hurt him. Just tweeted some mean jokes. I do that to everybody.
I think we're on the last one, right?
I'm sure he'll tell you all about it.
Called you just Mao now.
At around 10, he's laid up in the hospital right now. So just send him good energy. Keep this matter private. On my way now.
Wait. So while Ethan Ralph's in the hospital, Pansy goes to meet up with Alice after grooming her?
Yes.
And tells her to keep it private. Whoa!
They hook up.
Yo.
Was there some dirty scissoring, some dirty pegging going on?
Oh, chat.
He'll get on all fours for pants.
Okay.
All right. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Guys, well, I think... Who do you think's worse, Ashton? Pantsu or Ralph? I mean, Ralph is sneaky, dirty, but he's a dirty...
I don't know, like... Pantsu is just bizarre, like, her behavior, where, you know, somehow it's okay. It's just a huge cope. The idea that if you know that your man is cheating on you with other women, it's okay? I don't know, it's all a big cope.
That's
at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's just sad, like...
So
the man is going to leave you because you don't value yourself very highly, Pantsu. Like, it's fucking psycho shit.
Holy fuck. Let's show, did you send it to me? Yeah, you sent it to me. Andy's Coke bill for $10. Thank you so
Woo-hoo!
Much. Been on vacation with my boys, Ben and Drew. Woke up on the table, and the first thing I see is predator couple preying on retards. What a come down.
Okay.
A skeleton for $20. Let's
$20 go. Big dollars. Let's go.
Hell yeah. Just love the Kino Casino content. I'll also be subbing to your gum road tonight. Thank you so much. The Survivor stuff, start from episode one, it's fucking amazing, dude. I think that's our best. We have some awesome stuff there, but that shit is just like different and it's really cool. I think you'll have fun watching that. One, will CWC be co-hosting the Kino Casino next week?
I think so. I think he will.
And then two, for Ashton, you would enjoy the Jay Dyer versus Nick Fuentes debate from years ago. It was great, LOL.
Well, I think that's the one where Nick just didn't know what the fuck he was talking about, and he kind of got exposed. And then around that same time, I think Nick ended up debating Leo Pirate for a minute. And Leo also exposed him. Because Nick really doesn't have any fucking clue what he's talking about when it comes to the Bible. Like, none. Zero. Zero.
Derpo for $3 saying, glad to see you rising this high since the Yakuza Zero days when I was down in the dump screaming to 10 people doing Yakuza Zero, building up from there. Thank you so much. That was great times, man. That was great times. The Gumroad content is also Kino. Keep it up. By the way, does Ashton know about the wrestling Jesus? It's the truth.
Yeah, well, okay, I had a segment planned for the show. I don't know if we'll actually do it, but Wrestling Jesus Andy is like a wrestling reviewer, right, from Canada.
Okay.
And he's kind of like Godwinson or, you know, because he deletes his channel. Every time he, like, reaches 1,000 subs, he deletes the channel.
Okay.
Now, it came out, like, last year that the reason he, like, deletes the channel is he gets a lot of anxiety when he gets the viewers and he starts to have mental illness and shit like this, right?
Okay.
So, he's come back again. And this time he's built the channel to 1,000 subs again. But there's, like, some sort of drama in his Facebook group, General Jerry. And he's had, like, a schizophrenic meltdown, Andy. And he's talking about, like, various levels to the game. And that people need to, like, he's, like, started, like, this cult of the various levels.
We have to cover this, dude. We have to cover this.
We'll go to his fuck. Well, we'll watch this first.
We have some stuff today. No, but when I'm back, let's plan some shows. We have to plan shows anyway, right? We could do a whole whole segment on that. I'd be down. And then it's the truth that I'm picking up some WJ vibes from him there. All right.
I pick up a lot. I stole a lot of his mannerism. As I've been watching him for, like, 12 years.
Ooh.
13 fucking years, man. I've been watching Wrestling Jesus. So I steal a lot of his mannerisms and stuff there, dogs. But he's a funny guy. He's a fantastic performer. He's a great troll. I don't know if he's actually lost his mind or if he's trolling. But he has trolled before, but the way he's, like, sounding in this video, like, the third level video, I don't know. It's a pretty convincing schizophrenic, like, troll if he's fucking trolling. I didn't know, like.
And Psycho Andy's Tank for $50.
$50! Thank you so much, Psycho. Really getting a head start on next year's Golden Gunts. Like, Psycho's really putting in the top contendership here for Fan of the Year. Oh, you know.
He says, that Joey Efsler could eat a fucking... There's a few sentences that I legally cannot read. Psycho. He says, you can't shut down the casino. The house always wins. And have a good vacation, Andy. You deserve the break, my friend. Thank you so much. I am excited, and I'll let you all know how it goes when I'm back. I'm very, very excited. Now, I want to just bring up a story, okay? Before, on this next segment. Ethan Ralph, remember that whole Miami fiasco? And I was in the room with him, and I was yelling.
Yeah.
So he was trying to threaten to fight me in the room. What I did was I went right to his face, face to face, and I went, like, I just screamed so loud in his face, right? Like, that's how I was just like, and it actually shook him. Like, he was, like, shook, right? His story is I curled up in a ball in the corner of the room. No, you could watch the video. You hear me scream. I'm just in his face screaming to the point where he actually took a few steps back, and that's when I left the room or whatever, and that. And then that whole situation. I'm bringing this up because he goes, Andy curled up in the ball. And we're going to watch a video here that has Ralph mention this story. And that's what happened. That's exactly what happened. Now, our friend, Kill All Pedos, he's coming out with the Guntpocalypse. That's how you say it. Guntpocalypse. He released a 10-minute trailer today. And it's fucking amazing. It is based. It promotes the Kino Casino. And the animation's great. It's like, it's a whole, I thought it was a whole video. And then it ends like it's like a trailer coming soon. I'm like, whoa. So guys, we're going to play this on the show. However, We want you guys to all go to Kill All Pedos' channel. Okay, just Kill All Pedos. Click this video, mute it, and watch it with us if you want to watch it with us. But let it play for him to have the watch time and hit like and send it to people. Because this is going to fucking blow up, man. When the full version's out too, especially, it's going to be fucking huge. And anyway, with that being said, let's watch the video. And I'm not going to pause it, by the way, at all. So we're just going to watch it.
We're just going to watch it together. I'm not really going to say too much. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, but remember, guys, just head over to his channel and hit like and watch the video, okay? And send it to people.
So, Ralph, for whatever reason, he decided to take shots at former co-host Andy Worski. Ralph and Andy were having a fight on Twitter, which led to Ethan Ralph declaring that he was going to fly out to Portugal to teach Andy a lesson.
I'm that villain, bitch! I don't give a fuck! Never gave a fuck! You picked the wrong motherfucker, I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that. I don't give a shit. Worski, you little pussy bitch. Get in the corner and cry again. Did you think I was... Was you having a flight? It was a female babysitter, too. Imagine getting abused. Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's so ruthless, man. What a scumbag.
I was 3 years old. I was 3 and 4 when I was abused, by the way. It's not
imagine
like I was
being
a grown man.
Abused when you were 3 years old. You should have stood up and beat the shit out of that babysitter when you were 3. And everybody in the audience went like, ooh, this is some gross shit. And then a bunch of his donators came to the Kino Casino and came to you, Andy, because of this tirade. It was insane.
I was showing Ash to the DMs, but people, females especially, were like, all right. Like, that was actually where he lost, most. It was that line, the gun guards, like his finale, like the final ones who were just hanging on by
a thread. The promise that we wouldn't pause chats losing their minds. The promise has been broken, Andy.
No!
We'll never get their trust back, Andy.
We're sorry, Jeff, but I was 3, though.
This motherfucker's been a pussy his whole life. If you'd have been a man, a little bit of a man, even back then, you wouldn't have got slapped around like a fucking punk bitch. That's what you are. That's
I
what
was
you'll
3
always be.
And 4.
Are you having flashbacks now? Are you twitching?
I don't twitch, but go ahead.
What a showman.
He has a family on the way, and he forgot to move to Portugal.
Yeah, we're all waiting on that big move to Portugal. Yeah. I'm sure we'll see that any day now. Any day now, he'll pull up there. Tell you more about me, you fucking faggot. We won't see you in Portugal. We won't see you at your parents' house. We won't see you driving a fucking car that isn't your mom's. I don't really give a shit. You're a fucking bum and a loser. And I resurrected your career once, and it won't happen again, faggot. I guarantee you.
I should have
left you dead. I knew better. I knew you were a rat and a snake.
Worst
being Ralph's buddy and being on the show, it's like walking on eggshells. He starts a war with someone every single day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You have to hate them or else you're disrespecting me. There's no loyalty here. There's no loyalty. It's like, where's the loyalty? Constantly a fucking headache, dude. I've had a fucking enough, you know. He went on a 15-minute flamenco, 15-minute tirade about what he really feels about me. And I'm like,
oh boy.
And I had a feeling. I should have left you for dead. You know, I made you. I this, I that. And then he's betrayed everyone. I couldn't even think of everyone he's betrayed in the last 3 months. It's been you, Nick Riccata, Rand recently. It's just dude, he goes, I'm the king. You got fucking 500 viewers a stream. There are kindergartners on.
It's 100 now, by the way. It's 100. It went down from the last time I mentioned it.
In Twitch, you get triple your views. Shut the fuck up. The kill stream. You don't know what's going to happen on the kill stream. Yeah, we do. You're going to be talking about Biden and showing Tucker clips. We know what's going to happen.
Yeah, the Tucker clip. Yeah.
Ralph, you're dead to me. You're dead to almost everyone. No one owes you anything, okay? You owe us. You owe everyone who made your show funny and interesting.
By the way, Ralph, you want some advice? Every time you get into this fucking stupid drama and keep fucking opening your goddamn mouth, the shrapnel, because you're already done. Everyone thinks you're a piece of shit already. The shrapnel hits all the people around you. And that's why your circle is getting smaller and smaller.
I sent $3 kill stream live from the Azores in Portugal. Ralph.
Dude, me and Dick should go to Portugal. Holy shit. We touch down over there before Andy does. Maybe I'll rent a villa over there. Honeymoon with Pantsu. Holy shit. It might be Portugal time, ladies and gentlemen. I could just move to Portugal now if I wanted to. Like,
Big T sent $20 a spike-fueled vacation trip to Portugal to flex on the haters. God, I love this king.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm going to fly to Portugal this Sunday. And I'm going to stay in Lisbon. I already planned out the trip. I'm going to stay in Lisbon for 2 days, Monday and Tuesday. Then Wednesday, I'm going to fly out to the island that he said he was going to move to. He said he was going to move to Terceira.
Terceira.
I'm not a fucking Portuguese motherfucker like him, so I may be getting it right, may not. It doesn't matter. I'm white. I'm an American. It doesn't matter. I'll say it however I want, and they'll still welcome me. Their women will still render their garments at the mere sight of my American dollar. It doesn't matter what I call them, you see. It doesn't, you know. I'm a white man. I just show up and show the money and just do as I please. As it should be. As it should be.
Of course, Andy's response.
Do it.
Do it. I dare you. Do it. Please do it. Also, Max Ralph confirmed. Uh-oh. Now, originally, Ralph is going to be flying out to Portugal, I guess as a way to teach Andy a lesson. Andy had wanted to move out there. He talked about moving out there, but he hadn't moved out there yet. So Ralph was like, I've got the money. I'm going to go out there and rub it in your face. And I'm going to bring Dick Masterson along with me.
Yeah. Portugal's going to be fun, dude. Like, we're doing it to shit on Andy, obviously. And I love that Dick's coming, too, because Andy's such a fucking loser. He has such an inferiority complex when it comes to Dick Masterson. So it's going to be great to just go there and dunk all over this faggot.
But what do you know? At the very last minute, mysteriously, Dick Masterson broke his foot.
Oh!
Now, after this, there was a little bit of discussion. Is he going to go? Is he not going to go? Dick broke his foot. He's not going to go. Maybe this isn't going to happen. So Andy started a new show recently with PPP.
Let's go!
The Kino Casino decided to do an episode called the Fuck Ralph Festival.
You like to put on a show, bitch? You ain't got shit. You and that fat lesbian dyke. Neither one of you motherfuckers got shit on me.
Oh!
Goddamn fucking legend. You're nothing, bitch. Stuttering fucking cokehead retard. You're nothing. Nothing!
This is so Kino, the way he edits this together.
It's so good.
Yeah, now this show is a massive success. Now this is a casino where everybody's a winner. Even Ralph won something. He won a box of disposable diapers.
Oh!
Are you loving the winning? Oh, I bet you love all this winning. You can't stop winning anymore. It was a crazy, crazy party. All the guests that came on.
We got Nick Flamenco.
Yeah, we have Porcelain here.
We've got it all on this special
edition. Fuck you, you piece of fat shit. No one likes you. You're rude.
I was there vicariously through my co-sign deepfake. I popped on. I popped on to have a little bit of fun. Gator, I think going forward you're going to need a little, you know. Mamenko's here. How you doing, Mamenko?
I can't hear you.
Are you doing good?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. Mamenko, are you there?
Maybe it's too hot outside. I can't hear you. Oh, gosh. Shit.
Well, thank you. It's not true.
Thank you.
It's not true.
Let me join in on the fun here, guys.
There we go. Now we all have pill bottles. But Ralph gets real fucking mad later on when I tweeted about this. I want to co-sign my name to it.
At Quarantine Koof just confirmed that that was him. Good.
Daddy Jim, we bow to your greatness, or daddy, or...
Oh, that's got to sting. He's probably getting flashbacks to the worst moments of his life. Forced to stand up against the wall of shame and relive the trauma in front of all these people. And I'm just co-signing his life away. I want to co-sign my name. 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 His soul is dead and it's left his body. What kind of a monster does that? Ethan Ralph got extraordinarily upset. Yeah, he was absolutely fucking felt it, like the bitch he is. And this was enough to really push Ralph over the edge and to confirm his trip to Portugal.
Oh!
That's fucking amazing, you know?
What a video.
It's gonna be crazy when the full fucking version comes. Great that... edits from fucking Kill All Pedos there, you know?
That is so entertaining. Guys, go to Kill All Pedos channel, subscribe, obviously. His other videos are amazing as well. He's a friend of the show and a pal of mine. Fucking and watch this video again, or at least leave it playing since you watched it with us, for him to have the watch time on it and hit like on it and share it around. This is gonna be fucking massive. This full version too is gonna be fucking crazy huge. I already feel it in my bones there. Thank you, Kill All Pedos. That's fucking golden. Golden. Mwah. Love it.
Now, Andy, I wanted to, because we did say we were going to do it last night, I wanted to quickly pull up this article I just sent you about how Paul Gosar has disavowed Nick Fuentes.
Sure, yeah,
It's fairly short. We'll just get through it quick.
And then one more video. It's only 4 minutes long. Casey,
do you have the baked in Casey video?
You sent it to me last night. No.
Yeah, but I don't know if that mega is still up or not. So you may have to.
Ooh, okay. We'll figure it out. If we don't have it, we'll show it next time.
Hold on. This website is a little bit fucking confusing. Just scroll down a little bit. There it is.
Do I hit this?
It's good. It's good. So, Paul Gosar is finally speaking out about that video he sent to a white nationalist organized event. He's blaming it on a staff error. Now, I take umbrage with the white nationalist part because, of course, Nick is a Mexican child. But Representative Paul Gosar is blaming his video appearance last month at a white nationalist organized conference on his staff. The Arizona Republican... Big shout out to CWC and the Arizona boys.
Yes.
I wonder if Nick castigating them had something to do with this. I wonder if Beardson's shitty optics had something to do with this. It probably did. Okay. He says he's done with Nick Fuentes, a far right fringe figure who's trafficked in racist and anti-Semitic rhetoric.
Ooh.
Osar's denial. Among the first public remarks given on the matter come nearly a month after the furor over his appearance at Fuentes' event. It consumed House GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene and Gosar. Both appeared at the conference. Greene spoke in person while Gosar's office sent in a video. What he's saying, it wasn't supposed to go to Nick's group. outing a staffer misconstrued directions from his chief of staff. The tape was intended to go to other groups as a general welcome video, he added. We're kind of shorthanded, he said, and there was miscommunication. He dismissed the idea that a video of him speaking constituted a form of involvement in the Fuentes conference, which he spoke in person at in 2021. The video just basically said, welcome to the Miami area. Have a great conference. The United States is at a crisis point. He said the groups authorized to receive the video were American Principles and CPAC, not America First. Oh, no. But both CPAC and America First took place in Orlando, not Miami. Something's a little sketchy there. And about that meeting, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy had said he would meet with both Gosar and Green to discuss their controversial involvement in the event. But Gosar dismissed that idea when asked Friday. He said, why would I? McCarthy has met with Green, and while she herself didn't say as much, the GOP leader said she would not attend again. So Marjorie has been banned from attending further events. I'm sure it was a great idea to throw Stu under the bus for that fair weather bitch. New crew for life. Gosar said he sent the video to McCarthy and explained what happened. He added there's nothing there. Green has argued she didn't even know who Fuentes was before agreeing to appear at his event. And Gosar made a similar claim on Friday, arguing that Fuentes is misleading his followers. He and Green didn't know anything about the group before speaking in person at America First in their appearances a year apart. The young people that were being misled by somebody, we should be trying to mentor, trying to change them. I've given up on dealing with Nick. Nick's got a problem with his mouth. Absolutely felted by Gosar. Do you know Nick has? You know what Nick has said to cope with this article?
What?
He said it was an April Fool's joke. He said it was April Fool's. It's not April Fool's. He said this to Politico. Politico is a big publication. This isn't an April Fool's joke, Nick. This is true. And if you are fucking so brainwashed that you actually believe this is an April Fool's joke, you fucking, there's no hope for you. Okay, that's like the biggest cope in the fucking universe. And the reason he's coping so hard is because how many of these groypers have told us, Nick's got real credible politicians. He's got Paul Gosar in the movement. And he's influencing politicians. Now we come to learn, none of them even know who he is. And and he just misled them.
And when they find out, they're like, wait, what?
Yeah, he scams them into sending him a fucking tape or whatever. It was meant for somebody else. You know, like, he has no involvement with these people, no influence with them whatsoever. It's all just smoke and mirrors and a big fucking scam. Because these GOP shills, if anybody pays them, like Joe Arpaio, if you give him $1,000, he'll show up anywhere. He'll speak anywhere. He doesn't give a shit. He just wants speaking fees. And these people do zero research into this stuff, but Nick's a big influencer. He's a big political deal, guys. I don't know, maybe if you had some guys on the ground in Arizona, Nick, that were, you know, meeting with Gosar and, you know, on the ground, boots on the ground, a local operation, maybe run by Ryan Sanchez, maybe this wouldn't have happened to you with Paul Gosar, but it all went to shit.
Because that was like his main point was like Gosar over and over, like he said like a million times, and now this comes out, but it's April Fool's. Shut up. That is a cope. That is the biggest cope I've ever heard.
It's the biggest cope ever, man. It's April Fool's. I swear to God, guys. Oh, yeah. It's April Fool's.
Well, look at this. The first results when you Google Fuentes' name identify him as a white nationalist who has compared baking cookies to the Holocaust's mass murder of Jews. April Fool's.
April Fool's. Yeah. I mean, it's just an April Fool's. The fools are everybody in the America First movement. That's the fool. April Fools! We thought we had a serious political movement, but April Fools, it's actually just catboy nationalism to line my pocket. Sorry, guys, the fool is on you. You are the fool. Keep in mind, Gosar and Green have lost the benefit of the doubt of many GOP colleagues, and they talk publicly about how their Fuentes ties have hurt the party.
No!
Even fellow Republicans are skeptical about Gosar's assertions of a staff error. So it's all just a clusterfuck. Nick only hurt the politicians that he was supposedly associated with. Fuck them up. And this is the thing, it's like, is anybody going to fucking turn on Gosar because he's now disavowed Nick? No. Because to them, like, Gosar is a really far wing, like a far right wing, hardcore conservative. And Nick's trying to paint him as a rhino, but Nick doesn't have any influence in Arizona politics. It doesn't fucking matter. He's a net negative. He's a liability. And Gosar fucking squashed him like the cockroach that he was. And now it's a big cope. It was April Fool's. It was, I mean, I can't even believe Nick fucking put that out. April Fool's, guys. Oh, this isn't real.
That is mad. It's so funny how the fallout keeps happening. It's the Kino Casino curse. Really, it is. Okay, I'm going to actually.
I sent you the mega with the Casey shit.
Oh, you did? Now, I want to do one thing, guys. I'm going to tweet out Kill All Pedals this video, okay? Go retweet my tweet so we can get more eyes on that fucking video because it felt Ralph. It really does. So we're gonna spread this. But that's so funny, the America First thing. It keeps spiraling. I know when I leave and I come back, you're going to have so much news for me that it just keeps going because it just doesn't stop. This is amazing. So I'm gonna tweet out... the Gunt.
Well, Nick is coping so hard because, you know, we all know Ryan, culture war criminal, has launched the dark America First. He's inverted the color scheme of America First. He's the Voldemort of America First. He's launched dark America First. But now Nick is trying to steal culture war criminal's branding by talking about the dark Groiper. Like, what a fucking jobber. Like, a total jabroni bum. Nick has to steal CWC's ideas because he has nothing of his own. This is how it always is with Nick. He had to steal Groiper initially. He never comes up with anything on his own. Now he has to steal from Culture War Criminal. Sad. Very sad, folks. Very sad. April Fools!
April Fools!
It's all lies.
It's like the new April pizza Fools. Day. It's the new pizza day. Yeah. April Fools!
It is the new pizza day.
Pizza day! Okay, guys, I'm tweeting it out right now. Boom. Everyone, please retweet my tweets at Andy Worski. Link's down there. Let's spread this around and show the love. Nick's felt it. Everyone's felt it. But right now, we're going to talk about Baked Alaska being felted. We showed this on Pod Awful's channel yesterday after the false flag. So we're going to show it to you guys. It's quick, but it's sweet. So Casey,
he gets pressed so hard. It's so good.
So Casey Content God, if you don't know, he's a king. He's the guy who started all the Ice Poseidon RVs. He's done a bunch of like the IRL stuff. He's done such amazing work. So now he meets up with. So me and him were in talks. He hangs out with Baked Alaska, and this is what happens, folks. Check this out.
Look at this faggot. Who's this fucking roly-poly dude?
Okay, so we start off here with Casey calling him a faggot and a roly-poly. Like, well, he's trying to hit on some chick. Okay,
so let me explain this. So Baked RV was totally fucked. He was broken down, and they offered him $1,000 for an RV he paid $10,000 for. Or it was going to be $3,000 to fix it. So Baked got on his hands and knees and pleaded to Casey, please, Casey, content God, give me money for my RV. So Casey was like, yes, Baked, I will give you the money, but you're going to be my bitch. You're going to be my bitch boy dancing monkey for the next fucking month. And so Baked is now being pressed about Kino Casino, about Worski. Casey's just dabbing on him because Casey's rich and a king who can do what he wants and he owns Baked's ass. So if Baked wants to get warm beefaroni instead of cold, he has to handle fucking Casey pressing him about Worski and shit. It's so good.
It's so good. Here's a sample platter here for you before I return from vacation, and we'll have a lot more of this coming out. So,
who's this roly poly, dude?
Thank you, Captain. What's up, Casey?
Hey, what up, Doc? Where'd you go?
Bro,
fucking roly poly, motherfucker.
I know. Hey, chat. She's super nice, dude. Like, and look, she's being nice to fucking Teletubby tonight.
What's up?
Why would I be mean?
No, he's a Teletubby, though.
What?
He's part of the Teletubby crew.
No. That's not
he's
mean.
Super fat,
I mean,
ugly,
show.
And fucking...
I love the Teletubbies, yeah.
And he's like 150 pounds overweight.
Nice,
yeah, you fat fuck.
Like, I dress up as them.
He's so pressed. He's seething, bro. He's malding about fucking being called out about his weight. He's trying to pick up these girls. AC's just fucking felting him so hard.
It's so mean, dude. Like, he's way more mean than we are. Like, it's so funny.
Well, it's right to his face, man. And there's nothing Bait can do about it because Casey pays his bills.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No.
I fucked my girl in the Teletubby. Yeah, have you heard of furries? Yeah, don't. I'm a furry. I'm a Teletubby.
Wait, chat. Vic just said I'm a furry, okay? Like, let's just all...
That's a self-felt, isn't it?
It's the self, it's the felt, you know?
I'm a Teletubby furry.
He's so fucking ugly, though.
I don't know why
I'm trying to... Oh, I'm cringing, dude.
We're just having fun.
So guess what?
Push him in the pool. Push him in the pool. Casey.
Let's push fucking this fucking blonde guy right here.
Hey, push him in the...
And now Wu's just gonna get felted by Casey. He's just keep felting them all because he pays their bills.
Oh, he wants to go in.
It's the year of slave Alaska, Andy. The year of slave Alaska.
No! How does it get better? How does this arc get better, dude? I thought it was over.
Hot blonde in front of me, dude. Hey, who's this hot blonde?
You wanna come with us?
Going to the club.
Who?
You.
Do I wanna go with you to the club?
Yeah.
How about you? Would you like to go with me to the club, you fucking Teletubby? He wants to ask. Wait. No, no, hold on. He's asking me if I want to go to a club with him.
Yeah, so I don't want the bad vibes. So
listen, you fucking Teletubby. Okay. What do you mean? Where are you going, Teletubby? Oh, okay. Take your little leg. Go follow him. Follow him.
I invited you.
It's my boy, though.
Would you like to come with us to the club?
I would love to go with him, not with this guy.
What?
Any miss anti-Rorsky, I'm not with you.
Anything that's anti-Worski, I'm not with you. Look at his face here. He's so rattled. That's his soul has left his body, ladies and gentlemen. His soul has left his body. His soul has been snapped in half like a Twix bar. And he's left hopeless, helpless, chipless, staring at the felt.
Oh,
this is the fucking thousand felt stare from fucking Yoba here.
Anything that's anti-Worski, I don't want to be part of. Casey, we love you, dude. You're the king of the casino. Let's go.
You little pussy. Scram, bitch.
Okay, are you coming?
Yeah,
let's go. Come on, let's go.
Scram, bitch. Are you coming?
Where's Brandon at? Where'd Brandon go?
Come on.
This fucking Teletubby right here trying to tell me, would you like to go to a club with me? Imagine a fucking midget telling you, would you like to go to a club with me? What the fuck? Can you imagine having a body like this and say, look at this back of his shirt. It's all wet.
Yeah, because we're fucking dancing.
Do I look like I'm wet? No, I'm not.
You will once you go
feel
to the club.
Feel my back of my shirt. Do I look wet? No.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Let's see it.
Yeah, your pussy's wet.
Okay. Fucking Teletubby.
Yeah, come on. I love Teletubbies. Come on.
Yeah, I bet you do, because you look like one, you little pussy.
Come on.
You racist asshole. Fuck you.
Holy.
What a faltering, Andy.
Holy shit.
apparently there's going to be more to come. He's going to continue to press Yoba. It's the year of Slave Alaska, 12 years of Slave Yoba edition.
Oh, what a fucking felting. We got King Schlong for three saying, will Beardson's racial draft be today? We have to, there's so much work that has to be done before I leave. Unfortunately, and Ashton has to watch his wrestling soon.
Wrestling!
But I promise once we're back, we'll get to that. We'll have a ton of content. We'll probably have to do some extra shows when I'm back just to fucking catch up, you know, because or else, you know, our show, by the way, you have to watch it every episode. You can't miss an ep, okay? Because it's an arc here.
It's appointment viewing there. It's the best thing in the sector, for sure.
From the top on down. Yeah. And Lord Aragon for $3 say, holy shit, Batman. Stu reposted me on Gab last night. Stu Crew
Let's
for
go.
Life. Let's go. Our viewers are being reposted by fucking Stu Crew. That's fucking base. It's all connecting there, Ashton. It's all connecting. That's all the notes. Is there anything else you wanted to do?
Just quickly, I wanted to show this 3 minutes. I wanted to show just a little bit of Wrestling Jesus schizo arc, Andy.
Okay.
I sent you this video. This is him explaining the turd level.
Okay, well, this man looks scary already, so I'm kind of piped. Let's go.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, so I've been busy a little bit there. I've been brainstorming with a little bit of ideas, basically. So I'm gonna try to, like I showed you guys, level 2. Basically, it's going to be used for training, right? You want Jerry to teach you how to do better live shows or whatever kind of kayfabe stuff, you know? That's just at level 2 or whatever.
You got all his mannerisms, dude. It's hilarious. Yeah. That's funny that you got mannerisms.
Literally stole the whole character from him. I don't know what's happened, anyway.
It's merged with you for real, because you talked like that when I met you IRL, too, though, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's... You know, but we're not there yet, folks. The third level, why is it a thing? Because I say the third instead of the third. So that's a thing there, right? So I wanted to make the third level be more than just like a Facebook group or whatever, so... I wanted to try to add a little bit of spice to it, you know, since the third level is supposed to be a thing, right? And this would be a reference that you would get. Plus, I got people on different third levels. They're going to understand different stuff, right?
What is happening?
There's people at 1, 2, 3.
What is going on?
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is weird. Like, this isn't like any of his other videos. He's just, like, lost his mind, Andy. I don't know what's going on. He's talking about the third level.
Okay.
4, 5, and that's just for the testing. Right? So there's, like, you know, a VIP third level system. And it goes up different numbers, you know what I mean? So it's just gonna take maybe 2, 3 little videos. Is it 3? You know, because that's a big swerve, boy. It would be funny if it was 3. I wish, you know what I mean?
No, I don't.
So.
No one knows.
No one knows what you mean. No, with the third level, the fourth and the fifth and the levels.
Like maybe another vid that's not gonna even be 3. I fucking wish. So part 1 of whatever the fuck there, expect a more clear explanation.
Okay.
I'll try my best. Right now I'm gonna stop doing anything. I'm gonna enjoy meeting you. The people in the group, they can share, right? Because that's what the group is meant for, just to share and be boring or whatever. They can do that.
like some esoteric shit about a Facebook group. Like he's like doing this all because he's upset about his old co-host General Jerry. So he's doing like the schizophrenic arc talking about the levels, man.
Oh, what is this? We'll have to do a deep dive.
The third level, and then we're gonna move on to testing, boy. But we're not even at level zero yet. You know what I mean? There's a minus one. It's not created. Which version?
Minus one.
And could it be?
This is a combination of PPP and Jean-Francois Garofey.
Yeah.
It's like if they're merged as one guy, you know?
On YouTube.
And then the mindset actually, of my Mama dad. JF.
This is actually my dad there, guys.
As a joke, as a fucking, you know, like some kind of backup channel. Oh, it's that's it. And then, no, it's not that. It's, you know, it's really another place and blah, blah, blah. So we're just going to, like, just start to explain level three or whatever. So, yeah, stay tuned there. And
Andy, are you understanding the third level?
Coming up on which...
What is the level? Like, of what? The level of what?
Oh.
Of understanding of the world.
Oh, do you want to see level zero, Andy?
Do you have it?
Yeah, I have level zero.
All right, let's start with level.
I'll show you level zero, Andy.
Okay, what is level zero information? This is what the video's called. There. All right, let's check her out. Okay, so we're starting at level zero, everyone.
In life, some things are very serious. But there's nothing more serious than a shot. Nothing more serious than the secret shot. What am I referring to here? Who am I talking to?
His wife's just filming him having no idea. She has no idea what's going on.
It's just his fiance that's filming him, man. Like, she just doesn't even know.
Let us begin the pre-ceremonies for the serious chat.
I'm getting anxiety.
Like, what's gonna happen? Is he just gonna pull out the gun and blow his brains out on the air?
A chat should have at least the permission of four people before they can. You know, if a girl wants to join your chat, four guys gotta get together and make a vote for real to let a girl in the fucking chat. Boys, come on.
You're missing out on the deep esoteric lore there. General Jerry was making it so there was a council in order for women to join the Facebook group there. And he had to get Jerry's permission, and then you had to get the other guys on the council's permission for women to join the group. WJ is rattled. He's had a psychotic breakdown about this.
We are the order of the admin chat. If you desire to become an admin,
45 years old.
Follow
What is he's like 45 doing this in his kitchen. He's not even doing this for a living, man. He's never made a dime.
No,
what a king.
No. I'm saying, what does he do for a living? Do you know?
Nobody knows. I mean,
okay.
Special orders.
I'm assuming he's getting money for the from the government.
Like, I mean, maybe.
You know, like, I'm gonna assume, like, you know?
You need a special, like, permission to get in the chat, you know what I mean? What kind of permission? I don't know. Like, maybe you gotta do a chicken dance. Wow, whoa! I mean, hey! Oh, Lord, I mean... Hey, did you give me my permission, Jer, yet to let the supermodel in? No, Mike, she's not allowed unless she has my permission and another 15 people's permission. So what do I have to do, Jer? I mean, just keep dancing like a chicken. No, all right, Jer. So how long, 15 hours, I got to do this, and that's just for your permission, okay?
I don't know. He does the retard noise on his knees. This is so stupid, Andy. He's making mongoloid noises there.
That was,
oh, fuck.
That was level zero? What's level three? What is level three?
Is
there any more levels, videos?
There's a lot of levels, Andy. There's a lot. He's been making a lot of these videos.
You'll send.
You want to see enough?
Yeah, send level one. I'm
all right, hold on.
You know, you hooked me. I'm in. Whatever the fuck.
I'm pretty sure this is like level one. So this is where he welcomes us to the wrestling Jesus game.
Okay. Do you want to play a game or something?
Hey, baby, it's King WJ. It's good old fun loving King WJ from level 3, baby. They don't know about this shit, man. Up here we got the VIP special, the full special, dog.
Please.
So let me tell you what's going on down below there, basically, you know.
I just say rip this guy off completely.
this is PPP. If PPP had a mental breakdown.
It was 45.
Down below, you know, they're not privy to such information. Here at level 3, it's considered top secret, basically, there. So them at level 2, they're not privy to such information, so... This is gonna lead to all kind of shit, baby. We playing the game! Next level shit, baby! Oh! It's just 3 level, all the good stuff is right up here. You're just this close, baby. General Jerry setting up the stage right here for the big WrestleMania review bar. King WJ, I mean, this is such a happy time. When you get up here, boy, we partying. Up
I think
in the
he's
penthouse,
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
No. he's not okay. No, Ashton.
Before this, he was pretty coherent. I don't know. There was some drama on Facebook. And it's all fucking gone to shit because his co-host left him. I don't know.
I don't know what else in a
second. Smart busters, man. And WJ, boy, busting smarts. That's appearing on this level, boy. And if, you know... Basically, don't say anything to level 1 there. That's, you know, kind of how the game works there. It's based on secrets, you know what I mean? But, you know, everything is, So basically, let me tell you about my great plan there. So I think it of a great design. However,
We're in very, very early beta kind of thing. You guys are like an experiment right now because it's like, you know, very basic or very early times. I mean, you know. You guys. I mean, the guys below.
Are you grasping the levels? This is where it starts. This is the start of the arc, where he's explaining the game. And it says, welcome to the Wrestling Jesus game. It's Mario time, baby. And if you actually read the description, if you hit, like, escape and then go into the description of the video.
Okay.
We can read that for 1 second there.
All right.
It says, unlocked level 0. What is this thing? Ye are witnessing in a historical event as such. This video is classified as historical information, and it shall never be removed, or will it? Hey, listen, baby, I mean, maybe I'll turn this into a new Cedric in the Zone channel. And we can forget about this whole thing. Ye want religion videos, or do you want to play God? What is this thing? Group God status? It's an Andre Corbell E-Fed baby. That's what it is. LOL. So that is the description of this video.
Oh, this is so unhinged.
I'm like giddy things. I'm sorry. What's that, Jer? Yeah, it's for the greater good.
Not even joking. I went to buy shoes yesterday. Some new shoes. Yeah. And a guy came in and was acting like this. Like, he's all fucking, like, methed out. And he's just like, yeah, baby. And he's just, like, yapping. And then he's like, starts talking. I'm trying my best to, like, just try on shoes and shit. Like, and then he comes up. He's like, you want the Chucks there, bruh? You want the Chucks there? And I'm like, cool, thanks. And I'm like, I'm trying to not have icon. He's like, you don't want the Chucks? You don't want the Chucks? But I'll tell you about the Chucks. They feel, man. They feel. And I'm just like, all right. And like, you can tell the employees are like, just like watching him like a hawk, you know? Holy. And then he leaves. The employees, they run to the front and they're like looking to see if he stole anything because he's like, you know, he's so sketchy in the store being like unhinged. Then the employees run and he comes back and he just starts dancing in the middle of the shoe store. I was like, what is going on? I'm just trying to buy a fucking pair of Adidas. Like, fuck off, you know? This guy's like...
Playing for the greater good.
Just like this.
Listen, the king's gonna try his best to try to justify this. I mean, such a thing will be known as the great justification. I mean, we're gonna try our best, folks. You know, we're gonna do the best we can there. Pig man, I mean, he's happy on level 3.
He's got a pig. The pig man is on level 3, Andy. Andy, you do not understand. You need a very high IQ to understand that the pig man is on level 3 of WJ's game.
Okay.
Man, he's higher than you guys down there. I mean, are you at pig
level? This guy needs to get with Mama JF. He needs to steal. You'll not steal Mama JF from me, WJ. I am an intellectual. You are a Philistine watching pro wrestling. You are a swine.
Right now you're at, you know, Mountain Goof level 2, basically. You gotta move up there.
Mountain Goof level 2. Mountain Goof level 2.
On the get, you know, well, listen, I won't say anything more there. You're not really privy. Even you guys here on this level. What? You thought General Jerry's Mania review was going to be here? Oh! What's this? Is there a fourth level, baby? Oh, shit. We got to do some next level shit up in here. All right, so basically there...
I don't know why it makes me laugh, Andy. It's so retarded, man. Like,
it's just chaos. This is utter chaos. This is utter chaos. How does he post the videos? How does he, like, he probably remembers it from when he, before his psychotic break, you know? Like, I get to see him, like, his screen's just, like, shaking and blurry.
How it all started, I had this idea. And then I just added you guys to a group. And then I just, you know, started writing a bunch of cryptic shit about a game. You think this is a game? You think this is a game? A real game? Honestly, I had no fucking clue what game. How am I going to bring these people up in a level? Then I just started writing a bunch of weird shit. And then I wrote sudden, accidentally on my real Facebook page something. Is this a review of Impact Wrestling? And then I removed the comment, you know?
He's fucking whacked and cracked out, bro. He's on another level here, man.
How do you get to this level? Pardon the pun. You know, I mean mentally.
I know, man.
Maybe he is brilliant and we just don't know it. Like, it's beyond our comprehension. He
is. No, it is, bro. It is. It's actually beyond our understanding.
And then I got the idea. Well, I didn't have an idea. I fucking panicked. Where the fuck did I post this shit? On which level? And it was on my real page. Holy fuck. In front of my family there or whatever. Took this off as soon as I could, and then I'm like, hey, did I just write a comment somewhere? Or did I remove it by purpose? And then I'm like, ooh. And then I started writing just a bunch of confusing stuff there. Anyway,
you don't say.
You know, guys, these people, they're going to get all this nice treatment there. It's not on this level, sadly, guys. It's on the next one. You're going to get, you know, how do you move up a level, basically? Well, you got to do a training. So you guys are going to receive a training there. So basically,
we'll have to do the training,
not just to play the game. Thank you, by the way, for being a Team Beta or whatever. They're helping WJ during the very early stages, and some of ye may be recognized as game designers, stuff
so,
like
that. So we're all beta testers now
it's game. It's his game. We're just living in it, Andy. He's the puppet master. He's pulling the strings on every level. You gotta submit yourself to the training there, WJ.
You know, WJ needs help with a big project like this. Are you a knee-fed guy? Are you good at trolling? Can we troll but use this for the greater good to create a game? Yes, we can, baby. Turns out we can, baby. Oh, shit. Could you imagine that? I mean, what a fucking game it's gonna be, boy. But it can also be used for a greater good, and you know I'll try to explain. But you guys need training there, and then you're gonna gain further knowledge from this training, and then that'll bring you up.
Oh,
that's pretty much where we're at. I guess it's better than just scaring the shit out of you guys. I mean, Robbie was afraid to respond to my messages. Listen, it's early testing.
I
wonder why Robbie didn't want to respond to your messages there, WJ. You appear to be in a manic episode, my brother. I don't know. It could just all be a troll. I'm not sure, but he's been doing this for like a week now. Is it leading up to a culmination of the storyline with his WrestleMania review? I'm not sure. But parts of this have me believing he's legitimately in a manic episode, because it just doesn't sound like the way he's done trolling before in the past, but
there,
I don't know.
I'm sorry, or whatever. So more information, you're going to receive training there. All right, you're about to receive training, and hopefully some of ye are going to help me create a fucking game, a real thing, a great thing that we can enjoy, all of us can enjoy on all kind of levels. More of this shall be explained during your training there, so... Yes, until next time, expect training to start tomorrow, boy. Until next time, peace.
Oh, there it is. Ah, see, that's why you do that. Oh, shit. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Oh, shit. We'll have to do more of a deep dive in this posting.
Deep dive. Deep dive. We're going to bring in CWC.
Yeah.
He's going to be baffled as to what's going on in these videos. And be like, I don't understand. Well, that's because he's only on level 2. He needs to get to the third level to CWC.
There. He has to reach Pigman level, you know?
Yeah.
Sloppy, for 420, saying your stream is a failure, here's some money. Thank you so much, Sloppy.
Okay, thanks.
Walter Deadman for 15. How the fuck did Terry A. Davis manage to reincarnate back into a middle-aged man? That's true. Thank you so much for the 15. Fuhrer from Persona 2 for $10. Thank you so much. Saying, have a nice vacation, Andy. Take care and have fun. Also, if it's okay with you and PPPP, the bean soy racial draft would be epic with Ryan filling in, given he's former AF background. I mean, if you want to, like...
Well, we'll see what the content is like this week. If there's too much shit going on, we might not get to it, but we may get it done. I don't know.
We promise we'll figure it out, guys. Looking forward to it, regardless of what you both decide. A Derpo for 3... Say, I knew it. By the way, Wrestling Jesus even got his own surfer-like sidekick, or maybe PPP had his own...
Yeah, the Hulkster.
The Hulk. He's
talking about the Hulkster. The Hulkster, yeah.
The Hulkster-like Holy sidekick. Fuck, man. I don't know. Shit's confusing. What a weird crossover.
He was off.
Hulkster. But glad to know PPP was groomed by Wrestling Jesus just like me. And that's all of them, guys. Thank you so much, everyone. I'll miss you all, but I'm gonna go take a week break. I can't.
Oh,
wait.
Do you want to see Hulkster?
Yeah,
and then we'll end the show.
Okay.
I'll show you Hulkster.
Okay.
This is a video from September of 2012. I've sent to you, Andy.
Jeez.
That's Hulkster on the right, and there's WJ on the left.
Oh my God.
This is Montreal Canadiens hat.
A welcome to Saturday Morning Slam. We are the most G-rated show in the land. The show is mainly for kids and people who are retarded. If you love wrestling, don't come here because you won't get a headshot. They won't even pull each other's ears. What is this shit? Saturday morning, pile of piss, shit, and dicks, and I fucking suck this shit.
Hey kids, it's time to go to Planet Cena, where everything sucks, and you can't see me.
Hello, C Nation.
There's something like really like profound that, like, you know, I can't like really comprehend, but I'm intrigued, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like Inland Empire, the David Lynch movie that you're like,
I hope you had a good breakfast. I didn't eat my breakfast and I grew a beard, C Nation, which is why I look different. Anyway, C Nation, I'm here to teach you how to dance. That's what WWE stars do. We're dancers, C Nation. Anyway, it goes a little something like this. This is called the John Cena Dance. If all you WWE fans want to look cool at your sixth grade dance, because that's the majority of our fans in the sixth grades, and majority of fans are 9 years old, This is a John Cena dance. You're gonna look cool. Okay. You go like this, like a sellout fake Marine, like an angel. New World Order sign. Once again, chill.
It's so retarded, man. He's teaching you the Cena dance.
That's it, chill.
It's the Cena dance.
Well, I sure done enjoyed my time here today, and I hope you done. Fuck you, children. Fuck you, man. Stop the camera.
Hey, kids, it's time for your pop quiz of the day. Who's the greatest wrestler of all time? A. John Cena. B. John Cena. Or C. John Cena. We'll give you the answer later on the show, okay, kids?
Oh, that's gonna leave a mark. Stay tuned, kids, for the match after the commercials. It's gonna be John Cena versus the Hulkster.
Hello, my opponent. My name is John Cena. I will now fight you in a non-violent, not wrestling match. This is a non-violent entertainment match where we will goof around with hardcore antics. You there. I am here to not hit you on the head, but let me hit you with a flying shoulder block, but not in an aggressive fashion. Yes, children, I am hurting evil. Never let evil...
Why is Hulkster wearing like an extra large, you know, like he looks like a...
I don't know what's like. Hulkster is a jobber, like, let's face facts, Fox uses this, you know...
will hurt you, children. Never look away from your opponent in case he... Oh! In case he grabs your arm. Oh! Oh no, children! I am in pain! He is hurting me at this moment!
Yes, you're in your mid-30s with your bros, Andy, and you're just like, let's film this, bro. Like, how do you pitch this to Hulkster? If you're wrestling Jesus, like... Hulkster, you're gonna... Hey there, so what you're gonna do, we're gonna do some gay play wrestling there in our mid-30s there. You're gonna grab my arm and I'm gonna talk about the children, Hulkster. You know he made his own movie?
No.
Yeah, he made like his own like Kick-Assia movie.
We've gotta watch Jesus that.
Movie. He's got music videos, Andy.
Gum you know, he, Road
he's
content?
Like a musician. Yeah.
Gum Road content? I'm in. I'm in. Spider Fox 14 for 333 saying, may you both have a good weekend. Thank you so much.
All right. I'm going to interrupt you there. This is what we'll play out the show with. This is it. Hold on. I want to show one of his music videos so people can understand where he's coming from there. This is the John Cena love song.
All right.
And this is, I swear, this will be it. This is it, I swear. Got a pretty good beat here, you know. Dedicated to a great wrestler. Doesn't get as much respect as he deserves. Fucking bitches.
John Cena's a cool guy. He's a beautiful guy. He's a beautiful guy. John Cena's a cool guy. He's a beautiful guy. He's a beautiful guy. This is a song about a man named John. Yeah, he's very tough. Yeah, he's very strong.
This is amazing.
He's a good man. A real champ.
Oh, no.
Cena's a cool guy. He's a beautiful guy. He's a beautiful guy. John Cena's a cool guy.
He's a beautiful. Do you think this is being on the third level there, Andy?
I think this is beyond the third level, bro.
This is like the fourth level, really.
Fourth or fifth. He's
humping the John Cena doll. Stop the coolness of John. John Cena haters still live with their moms. John Cena's a cool guy. He's a beautiful guy. There's some amazing dance moves. John Cena's a
cool guy. The same clip.
He's a beautiful guy. He's a beautiful guy.
He's a beautiful guy.
Yes. He's a beautiful guy. John Cena's a cool guy. He's a beautiful guy. He's a beautiful guy.
Hey, John. Wanna talk to these haters? My haters can't see. My haters should be jealous. Talking about me to get subscribers. Shit is old, dog. Find something else to pretend to be upset about. Just to get
Oh man!
Wow!
Oh, that was a brief journey into the wrestling Jesus. There's literally thousands of videos he's made over the years. Jesus! There,
I'm down to take that that deep dive there. I hope you folks are also ready for that too. Thank you so much for showing me that, Ashton. And thank you, chat, for watching the show. Remember to hit like, spread it around. Remember, head to my Twitter, my most recent tweet, at Andy Worski. Go retweet it to spread the love, to kill all pedos. That fucking video was actually really, really incredibly well done. And I'll see you all next week.
Smash that like button, folks.
And the Gum Road. Sub to the Gum Road. The members keep going up. People are loving what we're doing there. We're going to record some stuff like tomorrow probably. Like, because I'm leaving Monday, right? So tomorrow we'll put out some stuff there. And then Ashton's going to be doing stuff over the week there. So thank you guys for... Now I'm saying there like constantly.
You're there. His mannerisms are so funny. Like,
they're so addicting.
I stole them all. I stole everything from him. Like,
it's so good.
This is what it is.
It's so good. Guys, thanks for watching. We'll see you all on the next one. Peace.